Red.
Yeah. Nah, Oliver, you need. And bro, like I've seen stats. We're talking about stats, Bob.
Yeah.
I've seen stats about this Michael Oliver games, whenever he referees Arsenal. Yeah.
Listen, we've all had him, child, man. We've all been there, lads.
You tell me.
We've all got shagged.
You tell me if there's something going on.
We've all got shagged, lads. That's all I'm saying.
You lot tell me.
Last year we had a goal.
Not Liverpool. Not by him.
Maybe not by him. All right. I'm just saying we've all been shagged.
All right.
We've all been shagged, lads. We've all got cases. We've all got files.
Personal vendetta against Arsenal.
You think
it's very, very funny in the light that Arsenal and Everton.
I think he has, man. Come on,
I've been shagged by this guy the most.
Mm.
He's never given a Man City player a red card.
Okay, yeah.
He's given Man City players the least yellow cards out of every team that he's. You understand? You tell me that there ain't no trend. You tell me there ain't something going on.
Tell me, nigga.
0-1-2-1-0.
A 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
But all right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another dollar, another week of the beautiful games unfolded. It's been written into the history books, and we are here to discuss it.
That needs to be on 0.1 speed.
You understand?
That was
0.5. But all right, guys, before we get into the football, there's one thing I wanted to ask T, our resident NFL expert, who was very upset last week trying to rush us out because the playoffs were happening. Quick question, yeah? I was watching highlights, yeah? When you score a touchdown, how much is it worth? 4 or 5 or 6?
5 or 7? Is it
6? 6.
Oh, yeah, 6.
I must have said, how much is it worth, like his money?
How many points? Yeah, bro, how many points? It was 4. So you score a touchdown, yeah? You get 5 points. And then if you score the kick, it's an extra 2.
It's an extra 1.
6-1.
Seven. Rugby is 5, fam.
What?
Rugby is 5.
Well,
rugby's
5. So yeah. Touchdown is 6.
Touchdown is 6.
Yeah,
touchdown
6.1. 6.1.
So when you do the kick
and
after,
and 1. The kick is and 1.
Oh, and 1. Okay, cool.
It's 3.
If it's a what?
So when
like 43 yards, 45 yards.
As in so you run with the ball.
When do
you
get
throw it?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
When do you get the opportunity?
After someone catches it 43 yards away. Is that what you mean?
Okay. Let's.
Yeah.
Go on.
What are you saying?
So, if you score a touchdown, how many points is that worth?
6 points.
Okay, 6 points. Cool. Yeah.
If you scored a touchdown, you get a chance to get an extra point.
Oh, by kicking it through
yeah.
the. Okay, which is cool. That makes it 7. Yeah.
That makes it 7.
But what we did.
Because you can power play.
We needed the extra point, so you can go for it and go for 2, so you won't kick it.
Okay.
That's why he.
Oh, so if you're on the fourth down, yeah, and you go to attempt to score a touchdown.
Who's that?
Yeah, this is touchdowns.
Oh, that's it. But if you try and get another touchdown, you can get a 2. Yeah. Oh, so that's why it's such a big deal that he dropped the ball.
Man like Mo, what are you saying?
Oh.
I'm talking to the man like him.
Oh, so for example, just say you get to fourth down, yeah, or whatever, and you decide not to go for the touchdown, right? I'm speaking the right language here, right?
Yeah.
And you decide to go for the field goal, just in like open play. It's not you've just scored a touchdown, and you go for the field goal in open play. That's 3 points.
That's 3 points. Yes.
Okay. Now what is a field goal? What is that?
When you kick the ball in it, like they do in rugby.
Through the so you run, you, so you can run with it and I can just kick it and go through the field.
Nah, it's a stationary thing.
Yeah, it's a stationary.
Oh.
So you know when they put it and they all charge it, right?
Oh, okay. So, but you see when that happens, yeah? Can the opposition charge at you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of dangerous, no? That's kind of dangerous, no? Yeah. Okay, cool.
If you do it quick enough,
it's kind of dangerous, though, right?
Quick enough, then you'll get over.
Oh, so that's when it happens at the beginning, isn't it? When everyone's saying 4-2, and it's
4-2, 22, lie, red 22, you know what I mean? Red 22.
We're gonna run Paddy. Let's go. You go for break. Alright, okay, because bro, I was watching some highlights and I was just like, rah, like why, like what's the score situation going on here? Like the score was going up, and I was like, that's not the right score, is it? I thought it was like 7 for a touchdown or something, but yeah, obviously. Yeah.
7 is the and one.
7 is and one. Okay, that's a good
idea. And one.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to explain it.
Alright, T, well then who's playing tonight, right? The Eagles and the
Commanders.
The Eagles and the Commanders versus
I don't know what city the Commanders are.
Washington.
Is Washington.
What?
They were the Redskins, and then that's racism, innit? So they had to change the name.
I reckon Trump's gonna change that back, though.
Yeah, why not?
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's buffing it.
Why I don't not? Why. I mean, Washington. Why did they change their name? They should have gone back. They're gonna go back to their traditions. That's what we're doing in this country, people. But
making
all right, man.
America great again.
And the Chiefs and where's Buffalo? Buffalo's New York, right? Yeah. Buffalo is New York. Well, It's like the state of New York, right?
Buffalo.
So is it a New York team then?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So there's the New York, they have the Jets, the Knicks. No, that's the basketball team. They have the Jets. They have another...
Giants.
Okay. New York and LA got two teams.
Okay.
Nice.
Wait, do LA have two or three? Anyways, it's too much. Let's talk to the proper football, man.
Yeah, let's get back to this side. If you were an NFL team, does that mean Liverpool, you guys would support the Gunners and I'd support the Reds?
I'd support the Rams because Kroenke owns them as well, innit?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, lit. LA Rams.
It sounds like pro, innit, if we talked about
them and
football.
Are blue and yellow.
Like Manchester Red.
Manchester blue.
Manchester Red.
Blue and gold.
Highbury United. Highbury FC, remember
West
that?
West London. What was Chelsea again? West London
West
Blue.
London Blue. West yeah. London Blue.
Are we talking Pez?
Yeah, Pez, yeah.
Man Red and Man Blue.
Man Red.
West Ham? East London saying?
East London saying. If you can guess them all, whoever's listening.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. What was the Pez?
Someone
teams,
will know
man.
Them, you know. Yeah, someone will know that.
Challenge. Big up Pez 5, big up Pez 6. But all right, guys, let's get into some football chat. Man, how have we been this week? Good? How's the week been?
I'm all right. I need to go for X-ray, though.
Man's injured.
I had drama on Friday night, though.
Oh, yeah, you're gone.
RIP to whoever that was, man. It's Pete, man.
Oh, my days. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Maybe. I was out in Soho. I was out in Soho. Had a friend's birthday. Some colleagues. It was nice. So it was at Simmons. Shout out to my girl, Mira. She runs
Shout
at Simmons.
Mira. Shout out
to
Simmons.
Which one? He's a... I'm trying to figure out the brunch.
What brunch
is that, G?
In Soho,
the road starts with a B. I can't remember.
I think there's two. There's two in Soho, isn't it?
There's like two or three there still. But I can't remember what the road is, but it starts with a B. But yeah, okay. Anyway, shout out my girl Mira, she runs the Simmons there. So yeah, there's a couple of us that was there. We was at Simmons, we was chilling for a little bit, and then we wanted to go Club 49 around the corner. Bro, we heard that somebody died, fam.
Oh shit.
Bro, imagine I come out of Simmons now, I'm talking to the security guard. I'm like, yo, it's Club 49 around the corner. He's like, yeah, you're not getting in though. I said, what? He said, yeah, apparently we heard that somebody died. I bust the corner. I've never seen so much Fed. I've never seen like 6-7 Fed vans, a couple, 2-3 Feds outside the front door of the club. A good 10-15 Fed tape around the front of the club and everything.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So I asked my went Chinatown, ate some food and left.
I was going to
RIP to that.
Whoever that was, fam.
Yeah, cool.
Listen, take care of yourselves when you're out there on a juice on a Friday night, man. You could just slip, hit your head, and that's it, bro. It was any Friday night in January. You could have just, you know.
I was even saying to my boy one time, as much as it, like, we're... Not that we're not grateful for it, but leaving your house and coming back home, yeah?
Take it for granted.
Take it for granted. Because whoever that was probably said, yeah, I'm lit tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have a great night. And then
didn't get back home, man.
Yeah, for real.
It's crazy.
RIP to that person.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
It was all out Friday, yeah? IT, yeah. Where was you? Didn't hold me, fam. Shut up, fam.
This guy's on the Percocets, fam.
Are you in Shoreditch, yeah? Where'd you go? No, where though?
Trapeze.
Okay.
Trapeze.
What's Trapeze like?
Isn't it?
Now, it's all right, yeah?
Yeah, little spot, yeah? Say no more.
T, you need a mic, you know?
He's in
East. Yeah, for real. He's over A. Trust me. 90s, baby. Gonna be like 90s, baby, bro.
Yeah.
Soon be here, mate.
I was going to Percocets. Malapaka says. But all right, guys, let's get into some football chat. Glad everyone's having a good week. Let's start with a big one. Well, I guess it wasn't the big one. There's a lot of few controversial moments in the Premier League, but let's start with the biggest one on paper, I guess. Chelsea versus Manchester City.
Nah, for real.
Man, I know this one ended 3-1 to Chelsea. 3-1 to City, sorry. But I know Chelsea were... I think they should leave themselves kicking themselves a little bit, you know? It might be a colour thing, but they should have... I think they should have went for it a bit more, you know, especially after they had that new guy who was shaking in his boots, bruv. What's his name? Kucinov started off with a mistake.
You know what country? Anyone know what country he's from?
Belarus.
Kucinov, Russia.
Belarus, right? Is it Belarus?
Nope.
Is it a bit European country?
It's a bit of a mad one. It's one of the stands.
Well, not Kazakhstan.
Not that one.
Uzbekistan.
The flag looked insane, bro.
That is a
pop question. You know them country flags? You're like, yo, what is that? I ain't seen that one. It's not a common one still.
Yeah, I hear it. That is a pop question. It's
not a common one.
What is it? Like, how many players from Uzbekistan can you name?
Like,
bro.
That's it.
But he had a stinker, though. Do you know what? Do you think that Pep was wrong to make that his debut game? That game there against Chelsea,
You know, he's Chelsea only 20 years old as well. You know,
it's a Chelsea, big game, man.
Yeah. Like Chelsea are fourth at the minute, or like it's a top four rival. It's a big game. It's not the best of situations right now for City at the minute with the form that they're in and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think? And I mean, obviously, we wouldn't have expected him to have this, bro. That first 20 minutes that he had.
Yeah, stinky.
Mm-hmm. Stink. Obviously, gave away the mistake. Gave away the ball to Jackson for Madueke to score the first goal.
It was trash, man.
There was the one where Cole Palmer went through. He was playing him onside. He should have squared it more simply to Jackson to tap in. Like, misplaced passes.
He's got like, red
Sky Sports are deep, you know. Like, 15 minutes in, they've done a graphic. Like, six passes attempted, three given away, one error leading to a goal. I've never seen these kind of graphics Sky Sports done for a player ever. They've done
it
dirty.
They cooked him.
Quick time. Cooked him after 15, 20 minutes. But, and then at the end of it, Guardiola takes him off after about 52 minutes.
Yeah, bad day.
Like, 5 minutes into the second half. So, I don't know, like...
Bad day.
Like I said, we wouldn't have known that he was going to make those mistakes or have that kind of bad performance. But do you think it was a bit risky, or do you think it was the right decision for Pep to put him in that game?
He's got to test his character somehow, and he's got to test him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we brought you in, okay. Playing it.
Playing it.
I do hear that. Yeah.
Just playing it.
That's what I was going to say, to be honest. Yeah.
Sink or swim type
thing. Yeah, man. I do hear it.
You're here now. Okay, play, man.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, after that first 20 minutes, he did like... He did all right.
Yeah. He calmed down. Stop shitting his pants, bro. And he fucking calmed down.
Look on his face. Even when he went off as well, the look on his face. Yeah. He was that was a hard night. Rough night for him, man.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta get thrown into the deep end, man.
Yeah.
Hear it.
Nah, I'm with you, man. I'm with Jengi on that. I do think, like, fucking, you're here, bro. Like, if you've been playing, if you've got some rhythm in France, it's the deep end, but let's see what you're made of.
Because, bro, you're going to play teams like this or better than this. So,
trust me.
What, you think I'm going to put you against a small team? Play, man.
Might as well start now.
Lucky for him, his back line bailed him out.
Yeah.
And lucky for him, the other back, the opposition, the opposition back four.
I'm just asking to co-host that. Say it, lads.
Lucky for him, the opposition back four was probably worse than his back four.
Yeah.
His fullbacks bailed him out today.
Yeah, for real, man. I think Chelsea did have a couple chances in that first half, right, but they didn't really take them. There was that one where Cole Palmer, like you said, Cole Palmer went through, kind of put too much weight on the pass, and because Jackson.
I think Jackson could have scored it.
I do think he could have scored it though. If he would have been more confident on his left foot to finish it.
He just wasn't comfortable enough trying to steer it in with his left foot.
But it was there,
and there was enough of a gap for him to try to do that.
Yeah, for real.
He wanted it to be too comfortable, so he could just tap it in with his right foot.
For real.
So it's kind of on Palmer for overhitting it, maybe. But I put bit of blame on Jackson as well. You could have tried to finish it.
Nah, 100%.
Yeah, for real.
I'm defo with you. And then obviously Man City, they kind of semi wake up. Who scored the first goal, bro? Look at me. Oh, it was
Guardiola
who started, bro. Their attacking threat from left back, by the way.
Chelsea's high line was a bit mad. Yeah, Chelsea's high line was a bit mad. And then imagine from their whole team, you see Nunes making the run off the ball and beating the offside trap.
Yeah.
And Nunes, the right back.
That's a great run, by the way.
Right back is through on goal.
That's crazy.
The keeper ricochets, and then the left back finishes it.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
That's crazy.
You understand?
Once the defenders are linking up, coming like prime. I want to give you guys your props. Prime Robertson and what's his name? I can't lie. There was a time.
Yeah, the
synergy was crazy.
It was, man.
But yeah, that high line.
I said, yeah, it was alright.
Can you hear this guy? Bro, get back to the commanders.
It was alright. Not doing, too shabby, you know. It was alright.
Get back to the bloody commanders, mate.
Yeah, that high line from Chelsea was abysmal, especially in the second half. You saw the difference, bro.
Are you guys fan of like teams that play high line? I don't know. I think it depends if your centre back's kind of fast. For me, anyway.
That's it. Yeah. If you've got the man,
I'm not really a fan of it, man.
Because Arsenal, we play like quite a high line, and we play like a real aggressive press as well. Like a lot of these top teams. Liverpool do it as well. City at their best will probably do it as well. Like if you're playing like aggressive press, your line is going to be quite high.
If you
ain't got the players or the strategy, if the manager's not setting your team up right, then it's going to get exposed.
Yeah.
Look at Tottenham. Look at Chelsea.
I think that's why we'll get on to Big Ange later, mate. But I think that's why.
Tottenham. We're going to have to talk about him. Tottenham.
Ange, we are on to you.
We are on to you, bruv. But all right, let's talk about obviously Erling Haaland gets on the score sheet. We have to talk. We have to address
the goalkeeper.
Chelsea's goalkeeper.
Where is he? He said he's Mexican, right?
Yeah. What's his nationality?
We're not claiming him.
Apparently, it's a black thing. Apparently, it's a black thing.
He's Spanish.
We're not claiming him.
Yeah,
still.
He's not fully, bro.
He's Spanish, fam.
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, apparently so. Let me see where his first club was. I'll try and get some more info.
One of them dark skin Latinos.
La Vente Youth, and then he started at Forest Green, Rochdale.
Yeah, Afro Latino.
Afro Latino.
That's his category.
T, can you see if you can look at where Robert Sanchez is? Like, what's his? He's Wikipedia. See what it's saying.
Yeah, or guys in alive. If you, where's Robert Sanchez from?
Yeah, where's he from? Fam.
Yeah. Is his line?
Is that a notification?
Is his line in the West Indies somewhere? It looks like Barca 3-0.
Yeah.
He's what? Spanish.
Oh, Spanish.
Does he say his mother is? Sometimes they say he's tanned.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
He's tanned.
He's got.
Yeah, he's not ours, man.
Doesn't say where his parents are from, like in the Wikipedia or anything like that.
You know, yeah. Sometimes it says that, doesn't it?
Pops is like from Morocco or something like
that. He has something heritage. He could play for this team through his something.
Trust me. But he played for Nigeria, when I heard about Ross Barkley, I said, "Come on, man."
He's a quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, quarter Nigerian, and I said, "Come on."
Big him up. Big up his granddad.
That's like with Curtis Jones and that.
What's more like Jamaica or something?
Curtis Jones is
Nigerian, I think.
Nigerian as well.
Yeah.
He's a Niger boy, lad.
But you know, you see,
he's a fucking Niger.
Bro, them are not gonna come play for Nigeria, though.
Nah, fam. You see about that on the women's team? There's that girl who's a quarter Nigerian. She plays for the Nigerian women's
what
team.
What color is she?
But she played for Leicester. She's like super duper light skin.
Swear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. She plays for Leicester. Yeah. Well, she did.
Let me see that.
She did play for Leicester. I can't know. I don't know.
Let me see that one, man. That's on the seaside.
It's Spanish, yeah.
That's all Barcelona. Yeah. He's not one of us. Yeah. It's not a colour thing. It's fine, man.
But did Chelsea need to? They're talking about getting Garnacho and this man and that man. I think someone needs to chat to Maresca.
Why do they want Garnacho though? Like,
swap deal for Nkunku, because Nkunku's not working apparently. Yeah.
So Nkunku will go to. I can't.
To United.
Okay.
I think he would cook there. But
that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
On that keeper, bruh. We've been saying it, man. We've been saying it's that Chelsea, them, like, as good as they are, and as well as they started the season with that back
issue,
four,
man.
And with that keeper, they're not winning nothing, bro.
Yeah,
I don't think they've had a good keeper since. Check.
Let me think. Of the last
they had Mendy
keeper.
Won Champions League.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, Mendy.
But even him,
Mendy.
he had a mistake.
Yeah,
they had like Courtois and Kepa, and they had good spells.
Courtois, yeah, he's probably the last great keeper they had.
Actually, yeah, right, yeah. Let me know. Courtois. Like, Courtois is probably the most.
Until he dissed Chelsea, he was like, "Bro, at Madrid, I see is fans." He said, "At Chelsea, I see a hotel."
But cool. I'm glad that we brought up them keepers, because this Robert Sanchez, you will never get into that conversation.
Yeah,
ever. He stinks, bro.
Phil Foden.
What's he doing for that goal, bro?
Oh, bro, I don't know what he was in. No man.
That pad. You see when he press triangle on that pad.
The pad
press triangle.
He pressed triangle. you know.
And he kept running.
He pressed triangle and. He released it, but the keeper didn't go back.
That's perfect. Sometimes on FIFA, you press triangle, but the keeper just like this.
Just twitching in no man's land.
That's literally what happened, bro. And then obviously, Phil Foden gets his goal. Bit of a renaissance for Phil Foden, I guess, this half of the season. We'll see.
4-4.
Yeah, we'll see. Phil Foden, we're not going to be their man that kind of.
Yeah,
he's
slightly, slowly.
Got it on like 3 on the hob.
He's on three.
So we'll leave it there. But they did have a man who came in the door, and man like Omar Mamouche, the Egyptian prince.
Mahmoush.
What we saying, man? Then what we thinking of his?
His
first appearance.
He looked like he's got something.
They look like they got one.
But you know, sometimes that could be like the first game blues. You know, sometimes your first game, like, yeah, I want to cook.
Yeah.
Then you cook, then the rest of that. Because look at
Anthony.
Exactly.
Anthony. And we were saying about Mudryk yesterday as well. Remember that spell he had against Liverpool? He came on.
That's the name I was looking for, Savinho.
Savinho, yeah.
But Mamouche
cooked against us. Great.
His first game. different gravy.
He's looking
tight. But yeah, mate, like he finds nice little pockets. Obviously, it didn't look that hard to spring Chelsea's offside trap, but he was making them good, intelligent runs in behind. With the ball at his feet, he's good. He's techie. Like he's linking up with Haaland and that. I see some of the plays. He's got some pace as well. He's got some pace.
Some of his stats from the Bundesliga. At Frankfurt, he started 17 games in the Bundesliga, scored 15 goals and 9 assists.
Yeah, he had 15 already.
That's crazy. 15 goals already and 9 assists. So he looks like
this season. Yeah,
and
crazy.
he can score free kicks as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a bit in his locker.
Would he be on free kicks?
He's got
actually most probably. Yeah,
he's got. Bro, he had a free kick.
He's on free kicks now. Foden, isn't it? Is it Foden? Maybe KDB.
If KDB's on the pitch, he's on free kicks. Yeah. And then afterwards, maybe like Gundo or do you get me?
Yeah.
But Mahmoud, like he can bump the queue. Yeah. He can queue jump.
He bumped the queue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can queue jump.
Fast track.
Trust me.
But all right, man, that game was kind of important for Manchester City to win because they actually crept back into the top four, which is something I never thought I'd find myself saying about Man City creeping back into the top four.
Yeah,
but there they are on 41 points, man. I mean, bro.
They're actually not too far. I can't lie. They're actually not too far.
Only 6 points from
Arsenal. I'm saying they're actually not too far.
And they play us next week.
Yeah. Damn. So, I mean, what is it? Obviously, they had that big loss in the midweek against PSG. But other than that, man, that's the only loss in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games.
Yeah,
so,
they're on the run still.
Maybe
it's looking techie.
Are they going to creep? I think they've got a bit too much work to do to creep up into a title race.
I think they can get default. Obviously, yeah, they can definitely get third place though. I think they can creep up third. I don't want to say second because obviously
we're only 3 points behind.
Yeah, not first. Title. I mean, we play them next week, innit? So we'll really see. Obviously, we last week asked about City and we said, they just beat up Ipswich, like it don't really count. Obviously, you see what happened in the week against PSG. You're thinking, okay.
There's still
some problems.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea, Chelsea, that's a good test for them. And they beat them at home. Chelsea made it easy for them.
Yeah, man. I feel Chelsea stood off the gas, man.
They're shook. Chelsea were
shook. Yeah, yeah. I think the commentators were saying it as well. They had their super high, like, intensive press, like, at the first 5 minutes. And then after that, they were just like, all right, cool. We're happy with our goal.
Second half, they offered nothing. I'm looking at the manager thinking, yo, like, why didn't you change something up? I even had to Google the manager to see that he was Italian, fam.
Oh, yeah. And he is Italian, isn't it?
Because what are Italians good for in football?
Yeah, defending.
Defending, bro. And what are Chelsea doing? They ain't defending.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's actually very
fam,
true.
Fam, that's your bread and butter. Yeah. Is that not your heritage, fam? Italiano.
Do they even have the personnel to be defending like how they used to, like back in the day?
That's what I was saying as well. They should have kept Thiago Silva for one more year, maybe, because all of these kids at the back, they're just moving mad immature, bro. Even Reece James, the captain, like, he can't pattern it.
Yeah.
They're just mad immature and the keeper's crazy. So, like, it's a bad situation.
What
did
Fergie
say, man?
What are you
front, like I'm saying, front six, immature, front six is cool. The back four and the keeper.
Defenses with your tiles, mate.
And where's Cole Palmer, bro?
The tape boys, man.
He's got a question for
you,
bro.
Where's Cole Palmer, man? I'm seeing people pull up stats about him in big games.
I see that as well.
I'm seeing people.
It wasn't me
stats.
That said it, but I agree with that person, innit?
Don't shoot the messenger.
I agree with that person.
Yeah, Cole Palmer, man.
We need to see it. If you're really the best player in the league, like some of these Chelsea lot were saying, then you got to prove it, man. You got to prove it in the big games, not just beating up all these little teams, getting braces and little free kick and penalties and all them things there.
23 goals in the 23 appearances in the league this season, 14 goals, 6 assists.
So how many against big six teams?
He's playing well, but yeah, that's I think
cooking,
be the thing.
Yeah. The big teams is vital, man.
We'd have to see. We'd have to do some more research for that one. But yeah, Chelsea definitely. There's a little top
the
four.
Stats, the stats are out there.
They're on Xbox. No, I'm saying for the purpose of our podcast, I can't pull that up right now. But,
he didn't score against us. He didn't score against Chelsea. Did he score against Man United? Yes, but Man United's a bit dead right now. You played them?
Yeah, we play Chelsea. I don't think he did score.
You see what I'm saying?
Where are you? Cole Palmer, where are you?
Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Said you was going to be there.
But all right, man, that was Man City versus Chelsea. There's a nice little top four battle going on there. But let's move down to the Midlands where Arsenal travelled to Wolverhampton. He took on Wolves, left with a 1-0 win, but it wasn't a smooth sailing.
I'm actually happy you won that game because the nonsense that went through that game was crazy.
Yeah, huge. So
yeah, can we start with a positive?
What's that? What's that?
Let's big man team. We won the game.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we won the game.
We kept the momentum going.
Kind of for Yori with the goal. Like,
obviously, because of
what a great strike.
Exactly.
Yeah, got it on the half
volley. Bellissimo.
Bellissimo.
You understand? But obviously, we'll get into the incident and whatnot. But like, obviously, going down to 10 men, you see in the game. Like, it could have easily, especially in the first half, given some of the games already this year, the Brighton game, the City game, what was the other game? There was Brighton, there was City.
There was another one, but I can't remember.
Why has it escaped me now?
TJ.
Brighton, City. What's the other game we got a red card in?
Ooh, what is the other game you guys got a red card in?
Why is it escaping me now, bro? But anyways, yeah, them three games that we've had a red card in. Bournemouth away, Saliba on the halfway line.
Ah, yes.
So, all of those games that we got a red card in, we were either in a winning position or level and we didn't end up winning the game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going with this, yeah.
Brighton. Was it Brighton? One of them we ended up, Bournemouth, so yeah. So Bournemouth is the one we actually ended up losing. So I'm saying all that, very long-winded, and yeah. I forgot, sorry, my bad. To say that that could have easily been the case again today against Wolves. We go down to 10 men in the first half as well. We could have easily gone on and lost that game or used it as an excuse
to drop points, innit?
Do you understand as to why we've dropped points? But against that, against what Michael Oliver was on, against that agenda that he was on, against the situation of being down to 10 men, I know they went down to 10 men as well, but we dug deep and we got the result out.
Yeah, he scored when they went down to 10 as well. So you took advantage of it straight away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The sub Calafiori that came on and came into the game as the one that got the winner as well. So yeah, man, I can be happy with the character and the fight that we showed.
Yeah, nice for
real. It can be I can imagine for them boys it'd be like, yo, like here we go again, like getting it's done again, we're going down to 10 men again.
Yeah. So, nah, it was definitely a mad thing recording it, but okay then, man, I mean, let's talk about it. Obviously Mr. Lewis Miles Lewis Skelly getting sent off for some gamesmanship. Obviously 9 times out of 10 you see that, you see okay, yellow card, stopped the counter attack. We'll crack on with the game, you accept
it. He's not even lost, man.
The mad thing is that you said 9 times out of 10 because of what Michael Oliver's done yesterday.
Yeah.
Because more time, that's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10
times out of 10, that foul happens, even there, or
it might even be a yellow card.
On the halfway line, you can even put that 20 yards forward.
Mm.
That same foul is a yellow card every time.
The slow motion angle, man.
Bob's got the fishing rod out.
Let's talk about it, though. The studs were up. It looked like it. I don't know. I'm just. I have to play devil's advocate here.
He's not even last man. So even if he did put his studs or not, he's not last man. There's no goal scoring opportunity.
Is there anything the ref can look at that and be like, oh, that's a little bit dangerous?
Because his studs were up.
And he did catch him on the Achilles heel. So I'm just playing the field here, mate.
Chelsea? Oh, Caicedo. Yeah, Caicedo done something like that.
Listen, there's no need for whataboutery.
I can't remember that one. I'm just going to
pick up Simon Jordan. I got that from him.
I'm just going to talk about this. There's absolutely no need
for whataboutery here. There's not about that, T.
The thing is, it wasn't even like a collision.
Mm.
His boot has even gone down the side of his leg. It's not like his boot has gone through his leg. If his boot went through his leg, then all right, cool. Maybe you can give a red card, but like it's more of like a scraping motion. Than a stamp, going through. No, it don't.
Those ones are dangerous.
Nah, man. Do you know what the thing is? Yeah, it's not even like, and do you know how we all know that the ref fucked up?
Yeah.
Because it's not even, when this happens to Arsenal, Arsenal fans are crying. Even ops are looking at that tackle going, that's crazy.
Do you understand?
Crazy.
Yeah. The only thing I guess.
You're doing PGMOL.
I guess. Call me Howard Webb. The only thing I can think of is when they saw that slow mo. I think they might. Here's my theory. Yeah. I think they might have saw Mike Oliver. Saw that he gave the red. I think they might have gone, fucking hell, bruv. What for? Seen the replay. Seen the studs and gone, this is the only thing we can tie that red card to. So we have to back it.
Course,
otherwise,
bro.
If we don't back it, it's going to make like, our
it's
main
gonna look,
guy
it's gonna look,
look
bad
like
as
a
well.
Dickhead. That's my theory. That's the only reason I think it's stood. 100%
they've tried to check. 100% they've tried to protect their boy, but like that's
it's not good enough, though.
That's not honest. You're just protecting.
Yeah, that's
you're
not
just,
what referees are about.
You're just protecting your referee that made a mistake. Like that's not honest.
They need
like,
to bring.
I'm not with that. I'm not for that, bro.
They need, I can't remember what game it was. Yeah, I think it was a cup game where the referee had to explain.
On the pitch. Yeah,
the reason why.
Yeah.
Bro, he needs to be sacked.
He does need to.
Michael Oliver, he needs to be sacked.
Yeah,
he
remember,
needs to be dropped
to be
in
a
champo
bro.
For
he
a couple weeks at least.
Hey.
Maybe sacked. Bro.
Yeah, bro. The man found his crib, you know.
Yeah, I heard that.
They crazy, found his crib. That's mad. How?
Because this football thing is deep.
No, it is.
This football thing is. But
they found his crib.
He prefers to be.
Yeah, we don't condone that.
We don't condone that on the Bench Podcast.
I'm just explaining what's happening.
We just saying what we're seeing.
I'm not condoning nothing, but bro, the same way that Rashford can be removed from the Man United squad and just left out completely because of the mistakes that he's doing
in his role.
The same way that managers we might be getting onto Postecoglou is making mistakes and he gets sacked. Referees should be able to get sacked as well. If you're doing foolishness like that And I'm not even like I can understand that it's the magnitude of the moment, the fact that it's a game that could be pivotal to the way that the title swings. But even at this level, forget about the fact that it's Arsenal or Liverpool and it's a title rare.
Yeah, it's a big team.
If it was West Ham versus Leicester, even at this level, you can't be making mistakes like these. Like you said, Bob, you said the 9 times out of 10. Mm. That's because after this or before this, it was 10 times out of 10.
Yeah,
tackle like that in isolation is a yellow card straight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one would have said nothing. The Wolves fans would have been like, cool. The players would have been like, cool.
Yeah,
Skelly's walking off like, all right, cool. Like,
I had to take one for the team.
Turns around, sees a red card in his face.
Yeah. Bro, red.
Yeah. Nah, Oliver, you need... And bro, like I've seen stats. We're talking about stats, Bob.
Yeah.
I've seen stats about this Michael Oliver whenever he referees Arsenal. Yeah,
listen, we're Adam Child, man. We've all been there, lads.
We've all got shagged. You tell me if there's something going on.
We've all got shagged, lads. That's all I'm saying.
You lot tell me.
Last year we had a goal.
Not Liverpool, not by him.
I'm just saying we've all been shagged.
All right,
we've all been shagged, lads. We've all got cases. We've all got files.
Personal vendetta against Arsenal.
You think
it's very, very funny in the light that Arsenal and Everton.
I think he has, man. Come on,
I've been shagged by this guy the most.
Mm.
He's never given a Man City player a red card.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
He's given Man City players the least yellow cards out of every team that he's. You understand? You tell me there ain't no trend.
Tell me
there ain't something going on.
From Mane, nigga.
0-1-2-1-0.
Bro,
see, this is why you need a mic. Go on.
Say that again.
We've been done. I think. Yeah. Yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Studs up thing.
He should have been sent off. And then there's like two or three other times against same opponents, against Wolves, where he sent a player off. Remember that thing with Martinelli?
Yeah.
Where he blocked the throw-in and then they went down the line and he barged the player over and he gave him two yellow cards and a red. We've never seen that since.
Yo.
They need to get rid of Charles. You know what question you need to ask.
Sack his club.
Isn't that a colour thing?
Is it a colour thing? Is it a black thing?
Is it a black thing?
Is there an underbelly? Do you understand?
is it a black thing?
He used to get, that's he barged the player and gave the player a yellow card.
Yeah, yeah, I can't lie. Some of the refereeing decisions are atrocious, man. They are atrocious.
I see a tweet saying he wouldn't even ref in the Isthmian League.
They
won't even take him.
Bro.
That's crazy. Non-league won't even take him.
And all right, cool. If the refs made a mistake, because we're all gunning for the ref right now, right?
Then the man should be there.
Where's VAR?
Yeah, where are the people in Stockley Park?
But this is why you're saying that like they've clutched straws of going, oh, point of contact and rare, even though
that's the only thing a football person looks
at that and sees that's not a red card tackle.
When you look at it in slow-mo, you look at it, but everything in slow motion looks 10 times worse.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I think maybe on a technicality they've gone because his studs are up or whatever. But you can tell he's just sticking his foot out to trip him, innit? It's not actually trying to hurt him. So that's the only thing I can think they're actually trying to stick it on.
They're just trying to protect their own integrity and protect their player. But it's like Arteta said, like, we shouldn't even need to appeal that.
Yeah. Mm. You can see it for yourselves.
And it depends on who is it, PGMOL or the FA, or like whoever's running the referee board. Like,
yeah. Be interesting to see.
Are they looking around at the temperature, bro? You see us lot podding. You see anybody on radio? Yeah,
there's a lot of coverage.
Bro, you see anybody on YouTube or whatever on Sky Sports that were covering it? They're all saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Like 95% of the people that talk football that you can see on any platform anywhere are all going, yeah, nah, that ain't a red card.
Yeah, facts, bro. Big facts.
So are the refs? Are the faction, whoever they are they looking to protect their guy and go up against that? Because they think that they can win that appeal if Arsenal do it? Or is it going to go the other way? Who knows?
We'll see, bro. We'll see. I know the refs, they're a tough group to crack, I guess.
Yeah, for real.
Because they'll stick by anything. I remember last season when we got shagged, I think they just said sorry and moved on.
I'm not here for a letter in the post.
Yeah.
About
sorry,
I think
they just said,
oh, bad, isn't
it?
That was massive, though. Yeah. I remember that.
That was huge as well.
They just said sorry.
That's crazy. It's a mad thing. The refs are on a mad thing.
But when you think about it, what can they do, though? They have to say sorry, innit? They can't.
They're going
to
tamper with the audio. Watch, in the next couple of days, they're going to drop the audio.
The game.
Yeah. They're going to tamper, they're
going to
tamper
with
the audio.
I saw those
audios. Yeah, there was.
I can't remember. There was audio.
Yeah, with the man said, I don't know, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Stay!
Yeah. So, yeah, that man.
Just calm down. I'm thinking, yo, these some little kids, you know.
If there's anything we know, man, them men are going to stick together, innit? It's like
I hear it, though, man.
The nerds in school, them men are going to stick together, man. They got
to look after one another.
Innit? Look after your own. But all right, man, let's go to your title rivals. Let's go to my club, Liverpool. We won 4-1 against Ipswich. Sorry, Ipswich, man. Sorry, my niggas. I hate to have it be you, but you stink. So what's that with a goal? Salah with his customary goal now moves into the 7th all-time scorer in Premier League history above Thierry Henry. And then Cody Gakpo with 2 goals in the second, well, 1 goal in the second half, maybe 1 goal in the first half. But yeah, man, Liverpool, great performance from us, man.
Comfortable win.
Do you want to have a go?
Very comfortable.
Do you want to have a soliloquy? Do you want to say if Salah's better than Henry or not? Do you want to have a go? Are you gonna go there? Do you want to go there?
Yeah, nah, chill. No,
I want to see if he's gonna go there.
I think. No, I can't even call that one.
All right. I respect it.
I thought about it. I can't lie. I thought about it for the troll thing.
For the troll thing.
Yeah. And I thought, nah, he's just not better than Henry, man. He's cold, but he's not better than Henry.
Yeah, J. Cole.
You've already got them allegations.
Yeah,
accusations.
I think United just went 1-0 up.
Oh, did, oh,
yeah, I think United just went. I think that's late on in the game as well, actually.
Wait, United are playing right now?
They're Fulham,
right
7 now, o'clock thing.
What?
Nighttime.
Yeah, come on, what's going on with that as well, man?
Yeah, Lisandro Martinez.
Premier League, do better, man. What's all this 7 o'clock fixtures on a Sunday?
Fam, who's watching that? Really and truly.
Yeah, Lissandro Martinez.
It's time to get ready for work the next day, fam.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
That's
crazy. 78th minute, though.
Yeah.
7 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's
mad.
A big win for them. Can't lie.
10 minutes left.
that is a big, because I can't lie. I thought Fulham were going to...
I've got 3 Fulham players in my fantasy. I didn't change it this week.
Oh, you're
fuming. Damn.
But yeah, man, talking about Liverpool, yeah, okay, there's not much really to say.
Comfortable win, man.
Very comfortable win. I think a standout player for me is obviously Mr. Dominic Szoboszlai. I've been chatting his name for a little while. Mm. Great player, man. Really like what he's doing. The only thing I guess I'd like to say is Chiesa came on the 86th minute. I'd like to see more Chiesa, man. I'd see more of our Italian, boy.
5 minute there is not doing it.
Yeah, man. But I guess there'll be more to speak about Liverpool next week because we play Bournemouth away. And who would have thought that's a tricky game in the Premier League?
Yeah.
But that is a tricky game.
Bournemouth come back from victory as well, right?
Yeah, they did. Won, yeah. Well, they smashed, who did they smash? They smashed Forest. Forest the third, bro. They smashed 5-0. So it's going to be a bumpy ride when we go to the South Coast.
Yeah,
but
Bournemouth are a tricky team, you know.
Yeah, they are. They are.
They're a tricky team, man.
I see Semenyo doing spin-a-rooney.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, the Booker T-T. Yeah, I see that.
Bro, don't let him spin-a-rooney in your head, bro.
Quick word about Ips, man. Oof. And obviously, we had two free hits. One against City, one against Liverpool. Obviously, Wes Burns got a mad injury. I'm talking like anyone other than me cares. Do you care, Steve?
Bro, I told you that team's going to Championship, man.
Nah, we're not, bro. We're not. Listen, the only bad thing about us, though, is Leicester won yesterday. That's the only thing today about fucking Tottenham, bro. What's wrong with them, man? They have one job.
How is Leicester beating Tottenham?
Yeah,
that's
unbelievable, man.
So I'm just going to look at the bottom of the table because I think that's where the story is in this game, because Liverpool, you know what I mean? Job done as usual. The story here is Ipswich plays Southampton next week. But Ipswich on 16 points, Wolves are on 16 points, and Leicester on 17 points. So there's some space flinging around. You know what I mean? There's some interchanging going on.
Looking tight.
Let's hope Ipswich come out on top and then the Midlands get relegated. But it's going to be a bumpy ride down the bottom. But Ipswich, who is it? I think this is the thing. I want to say Leicester's. I'll see you in Leicester's next game as well. Either way, all right, we'll
I'm
get
not holding
it.
Out that much hope for Ipswich, man. I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
Trust me, you got a lot of faith, you know.
Yeah,
you got a lot of
Charles
faith.
Charles, staying
man.
Up, fam. Come on. I man
be honest, bro.
You got a lot of faith.
Let's
like,
endorse this
you
these man.
Yeah, you want to put
yeah,
a bet,
yeah, let's put it. Look on, then. Fucking come on, then. Fucking want to go, do you?
What's the wager?
Good to have me.
What's the wager?
Got no fans.
20 quid, we stay up.
20 quid.
Got no grand. 20 quid, yeah?
20 quid. 50 quid. Because we're ballers now. Okay, 20 quid.
50 quid, yeah?
20 quid.
No, 20 Young petty. Right. That's a young petty.
All right.
So what? If they get relegated, you're going to give me and 20 each, not 20.
Okay.
And
then
we divide it. Because if you lose, we're giving you £40, basically.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, so 10 each. Is
no,
said.
No, no. If let's say Ipswich stay up, yeah? We're giving you 20 each, so you're getting £40.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they go down... You want 20 each as well.
I want my score, bro.
Okay. All right, cool.
We're shaking on it.
All right, cool.
Hey, live on pod, yeah? You've done the shake.
Say no more. All right, cool.
Ipswich are getting
relegated. Boys are staying up. Ipswich are staying up.
I've already won one bet this year.
Ipswich are staying up, fam.
What was that again?
The Tottenham.
Ipswich are going to beat
City. Yeah, the Tottenham thing. Yeah, remember.
They scored first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Earlier game.
They won 6-0, fam.
All right, come on, McKenna. Don't let me down. Get some more signings in the door, fella. But all right, man. Let's go to some other games. Let's go to Bournemouth. They're smashing up Forest. Who is this? My guy. Do you see that guy tweeted? Man said Dango Ouattara.
Is it a black thing?
Someone said Dango Unchained.
Oh, my God.
Is it a black thing?
I think that might be a black thing, you know.
That's the most unhinged thing.
I think that might be an underbelly colour thing, you know.
Like,
I might say Dango Unchained because he scored a hat trick.
Who cleared that? Is he? It was him, the social media manager that done that. Nobody checked. He didn't check with no one.
Yeah.
He didn't keep it in the drafts and show no one. So what do you think of this? He just went out and done it. It said Dango Unchained. Are you all right?
That's mad. I don't think it was. Hopefully, it weren't Bournemouth's official Twitter page, but I did see that on Twitter. Someone said Dango
Unchained.
That's phenomenal. Crazy. That is crazy.
Great movie, but insanity. That is definitely a black thing.
Yeah, definitely a black thing. Bournemouth, man. Forest, obviously.
Back to back games where two different players have a hat trick.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Claver and then Ouattara. And Claver is moving warm. Jeez.
Yeah, for real.
Imagine me as an Arsenal fan. I'm jealous of their front three right now.
What, Bournemouth?
Ouattara, Semenyo, and Claver. I even want one of them.
Which one? Claver.
Claver is warm right Ouattara now.
Ouattara, innit?
I take Semenyo, though.
Semenyo, yeah. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, to be fair, we actually do need... Bro, we need striker and winger, bro. So, we can take two out of three, bro.
I deserve it. Oh.
We can take two out of three.
Just go there with the bread and say, listen, what you got for
Mandem, you want more peas, yeah? What? You might want to go tape after football. Come, man. Come on, man.
The manager's got 11 injuries. He's doing fine, man. The man will come back fit. You'll be all right, man. Just give us two of these 11.
That is crazy. Because if you look at that, that's 5-0 against Forest and then 4-1 against Newcastle as well.
Bro, just slapping big teams as well.
Yeah, cooking, man. We've got to come up against
Bob,
them next week.
Watch yourself, Bob.
That's going to be a tough game.
Don't worry.
You know, they got the chill guy at the back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we got the ultimate chill guy. Oh, okay. Can't really round that one off the way I wanted to round it off.
Yeah,
but anyway. But let's move on to the next game then. Brighton versus Everton. Everton scoring 1-0 in Jai with a pen. Rising borders, and now we actually do have to ask the question: is it a colour thing? Is it a colour thing, Jeggy? Because he done the celebration.
Taunted
the Brighton fans, and there's been countless and got booked for it. Got countless examples of Sir Jamie Vardy taunting fans.
Vardy does it even today.
He done a little Premier League sleeve flex to the Tottenham fans.
No, which
I personally rate, but he didn't get booked for.
I'm not mad at the shithousery thing, you know.
Bro, he didn't mind.
He done that against Crystal Palace.
He done it against Crystal Palace. Yeah. Didn't get booked.
That's the same.
Eagles and Seagulls.
That's they birds.
It's a bird derby, fam. Yeah, Palace Brighton.
The bird off.
Honestly,
that's it. It's too far, bro.
The bird off, you know.
That's it. The bird off.
Why they ain't getting no booking and my man's getting no booking?
It's definitely a colour thing.
He's even a lighty, bro. They might even give him a little bit.
A blind,
he said, nah, you're one of them too. Hold the yellow.
We saw you in AFCON.
we saw you in AFCON.
You try to read the name on the back of the shirt. He said, nah.
Yeah, that's
yellow card.
You're right, you know. I'm not gonna lie. See, surnames play a massive part.
Yeah,
my surname was Parker. You know, bro, I'll be working in RBS right now. If someone send this, yeah, Myth, not interview.
not another one.
Oh, gosh.
We filled the diversity quota, didn't we?
We filled the quota.
Yeah, we got enough of them. We got enough of
what should I call you? What should you call me my name? What do you mean, what should I call you?
That's so true.
Bro, I worked the day at Benz, you know. Should I call you?
Yes.
Can I call you this? No. Call me my name.
Call me Mikey O. I'm gonna call you Charlie.
I'm gonna start calling you A.
Call me my name, bro.
What do you mean? Should I call you this? No. Learn how to pronounce my name and call me my name.
Am I a dog, bro?
That's hilarious.
I
don't
know.
That's funny, still.
Oh,
man. But yeah, it looking like it is an underbelly colour thing.
Yeah, for real. The same day said Myth.
Everton look like, bro, they're getting out of some trouble here, man. They're going to catch Tottenham. They're only a point behind Tottenham now.
I was impressed with the way that they played Tottenham last week.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually
Everton are starting to, man.
And they looked a little bit, David Moyes, man. Yeah, that new manager bounce. They looked a little transformed under Moyes. And yeah, they got a great win here today, man. Yeah. Well, yesterday.
So what are we saying? Are we saying, and Dai's like the guy for them, innit? He's like the guy still.
The rising baller is.
That's crazy. Non-league as well, you know.
Living up to the
title.
He's
like Boreham Wood.
Let's have a look at his career path because obviously he wasn't. Jing, you know more about rising ballers, isn't it? It's like a showcase thing, a platform
to showcase players.
Even if you look here, bro, look, even on his fucking career path,
he says rising ballers.
Yeah, on it.
That's dope. Lit. I can't lie. For rising ballers, that is dope.
That's crazy. Lit. So from there, he went to Hyde United, which I assume is a
non-league.
Yeah, non-league.
What team are they? I mean, not team. What league are they in?
Northern Premier League. Northern Premier League, so it's one of those ones. And then from there, he went to Sheffield United, from there to Marseille, and then from Marseille to Everton. So he's full circle, bro.
I remember when they was in the Championship. I think they got to like the playoffs or something. I was working in a hotel at one point. Bare Sheffield United because obviously.
Oh, down for Wembley, innit?
So a couple Sheffield United people were down there in the pub, got to talking to them.
Yeah,
and they were talking about this Ndiaye guy. Yeah, he's quality, the best player, rare. He'll be in the Premier League soon, type thing. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Here he is, man.
Yeah, he is.
Went to Marseille for a bit, come back. Now he's moving mad at Everton.
Do you think he's still gonna plummet? Like, is he still gonna go up in his career? Or do you think Everton's gonna be where like, yo, just gonna let me just like bake off here?
Yeah, do you know what? I hope he's not. I hope he doesn't do like the big fish.
Like a Zaha thing.
Yeah, I don't. I hope he's not like the big fish in a small pond. I hope he actually makes a little bit more of a step up.
Okay.
And actually plays for like a better team that can compete for
what
stuff.
What team do you think he'll fit? Yeah, I can't lie. I know it might be biased, but Arsenal will happily take him. I can't lie.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Arsenal still. He's got that X factor, man.
Otherwise, I could see him in
Man United, maybe.
I want to say that, but Man United might ruin his career, though, man.
That's also true.
It's a lot of. Do you know what? It's a lot of teams abroad that I could see him play.
Yeah, I think he's
already
got to
been
go
at Marseille. Like, I could see him at Atletico or like AC or Inter. Like, I could see him.
Serie A, maybe.
Yeah,
for real.
No, for real. He's got the potential to do so, man.
It's just. Oh, I got to line up the thing, innit?
I'll do it for you.
Not the puzzle thing. We're back. But yeah, he's one of those players, man. He's definitely got bags of ability. So we'll see how his career pans out, man. But we know Everton is not the ceiling for you, Mr. Ndiaye.
No, for real.
So we shall see what happens there. But let's go to Southampton versus Newcastle. Looking a bit shaky for Newcastle in the first 10 minutes when Bederak scored. They were 1-0 up. But the man of the moment has something to say about that, Mr. Alexander Isak.
The boy's on fire, man.
You see something else, man.
The way he took the second goal as well, it just looked like he was on rails, bro. Like, it looks too smooth.
The confidence
smooth,
right
man.
Now is brazy.
It looked too smooth, man.
Two goals in
Arsenal,
this game.
Please, stop wasting time and, yo.
Let's have a look at his stats.
End of the season.
Yeah, they're saying 100 mil at the end of the season minimum, but fam, we need something now, fam.
I think we need something now, bro.
But
yeah, he's not.
End of the season. I'll take that, you know, 100 mil. What? Isak, come on, man.
But fam, we got some short-term situation that we need to deal with.
Oh, yeah,
man.
For real. We got.
How about you guys just concede it this year and then go again?
Chill out.
Nearly gotcha. Let me look at his stats here. I'm at 21 games, 17 goals, 5 assists.
Damn.
He's playing, boy. The boy is. Is he the best striker in the Prem?
Is he top? No, he's not top goal scorer right now. Is it Salah?
Still Salah, I think.
Salah. Then Haaland, isn't it?
Yeah, Haaland.
Then maybe it's like next year.
Let me have a look, man. I'll have a look for that for sure. But yeah, what are we saying about Alexander Isak, man? Is he the best striker in the league? I guess current form, maybe.
On form, you could say that. But it's not the best striker, but on form, yeah. You could slightly argue, you know.
I think he's
you
the
could
best
slightly
player,
argue
man.
Still.
Out of all the strikers, I think he's the like as a football,
total player,
isn't it? Yeah, I think he's the best, man.
So Haaland, we got Salah on 19, got Haaland on 18, Isak on 17. And then, surprisingly, you've got Palmer and Mbeumo on 14. And Chris Wood on 14 as well.
Man, like Chris Wood,
is he
know?
The best in the world?
Striker? No. Definitely not. Bro, Lewandowski. Bro.
Got Lua.
He's still got Lewandowski there. And he's still...
Lewandowski's still about.
Yeah.
Got Mbappe. He's starting to cook.
Yeah, Mbappe.
He's got a hat-trick.
Are we saying he's a
he's
nine
a forward.
Now? Mm. I guess.
Playing that position.
Hey, turn the six side upside down. He's a nine now.
Funny you mention that because no one's talking about Mbappe now. You know,
no one's on the timeline anymore, is he?
You know, there was a lot of talk about him at the start of the season. Where I'm like, yo, people are too impatient.
Yeah, slay him cook, man.
Bro, See Madrid in the Champions League. Hey.
In the league, 19 games, 15 goals are clean.
Yeah, kind of. Real Madrid, so, Champions League, yeah.
It's looking like it's going to cook, but...
I would say Isak's top three.
In the world?
I think I might say that.
Yay.
I love it. Nah, man. I love it.
I think he might be top three in the world.
Who's the
Isak,
two?
Top three strikers in the world? Nah. I've got Lewa got over him.
You could argue Lewandowski.
Lewa over him.
If we're going to put Mbappe in the nine...
Mbappe.
Gyökeres?
Nah.
Vlahovic?
Lukaku? Nah.
Lukaku's
top 10.
Lisandro Osimhen. Martinez.
Lisandro's in there. Osimhen might be top 10, but top, like, I'm talking top three right now.
Haaland. Obviously, I know Haaland. Kane, yeah, but Harry Kane. Haaland. Harry Kane. Yeah, he can't be top three, bro. He can't.
Kane.
I think you're top 10, though.
Good question, though.
Yes, that's a good question.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is, man?
I think Isak is definitely top five.
It's a good social clip. That's what it is.
We have to come back to that one still.
I think Isak is definitely top five. He might be top three for me, personally.
Top three. Because then you've got Haaland and then what we got.
But definitely top five.
Do you throw the whole wide forward into the conversation as well? I guess you don't. I guess you do. Who knows, mate? Who fucking knows?
This is a nine.
Yeah, this is a nine. Yeah,
upside down. That's a nine. But all right, man. Let's go to today's games. We have to talk about Leicester and Tottenham. Oh, is that? Oh, please tell me that's an equaliser.
5-0 Barca, that is.
5-0. You scored.
Man United look like they're going to win.
Nah.
Oh, I can't even see. Oh, it's gone now.
Man United look like they're going to win 1-0 going into the 90th minute of that one. So we'll talk about that one soon.
Hopefully,
but Leicester 2, Tottenham 1. Leicester winning away from home. Tottenham losing at home. Big Ange, man. It might be time, fam.
He needs a cut, man.
I think I saw a quote on Twitter of him saying, bro, who knows if I'll be here, fam.
He's gone. Yeah, mentally, he's done. Yeah. He's done. Yeah, yeah. You know what? He's lost his job already.
You know what?
Tomorrow,
man?
Monday, he's gone. Bye bye.
Let me know what you think about this Tottenham situation, because I'm gonna go on Twitter quick and see if I can see any.
It was nice having you.
Any?
No, that's not even an Australian accent. I can't do an Australian accent. So I'm gonna leave it to you, man, to do that.
Nice having you, mate. But let me have a look for some Ange Postecoglou quotes, because, bro, man, I know Charles. You semi-predicted this, right?
I think he did.
I said he was gonna go a lot sooner, but.
Do you think he'll get sacked, or do you think he'll like step down?
I think he'll get sacked. I think, look, I said before the first leg against Tottenham, because they were having a bad time of it. But even like from then, I was like, listen, he's a dead man walking. Like it's very, very clear.
Mm.
I don't think the dressing room believe him anymore. I don't think the dressing room really believe in him anymore.
Yeah, like, can you imagine you not believe your manager? Like, yo. Amanda, what's happening in the training?
Yeah, bro, him in and of himself, he's struggling to handle the media. I know they've got a lot of injury problems and a lot of things that they're dealing with, but I don't really want to hear that excuse.
Because if you talk about Arsenal now,
then we can all use
because Arsenal could use it.
Yeah,
Bournemouth could use it.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that could.
We're all coping. We're all doing our thing. Arsenal are second in the league. Bournemouth are knocking on the door of top four. You're Tottenham. You're 15th. You should be knocking on the door. Do you know what I mean? You should be in top four. You should be in that conversation, knocking on the door of top four. Do you understand? Like, it shouldn't be like, oh, yeah, we've got injuries, but we're this bad that we're losing to bottom of the league at home.
Charged.
Like, Ipswich again, another team that they lost to at home. Mm. They just got beat 3-2 by Everton. Or like, I don't know if it was 3-2, but they just got beat by Everton. Like,
yeah, it wasn't good.
It's a lot of these results. It's too many losses, bro. It's like 13, 14 losses in the league already this year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fans were looking at him as he was walking down the tunnel. There's a video here. It says
2-0 United.
Some fans were shouting at him, you're taking us down. We're going down with you. That's what they were shouting at him.
Right.
You know I mean? To the point where they're legitimately looking over their shoulder and thinking, yo, are we actually in a relegation scrap right now?
This is Ange. Someone said, Ange Postecoglou every week.
It can't go on like this, can it?
Big up Mick McCarthy.
Shout out Mick McCarthy. Yeah. You know, a legend still. He's a legend still.
He's so funny looking, isn't it, bro? Yeah. He's such a funny looking guy. But
if we want to get into a deeper conversation with Tottenham, obviously we can talk about Daniel Levy.
Yeah.
The fans are not happy with Daniel Levy. They feel like he penny pinches is far too much, and he doesn't give Ange Postecoglou a lot to work with in the first place. Like, you have to sort of come there and work miracles, which Conte couldn't do, which Mourinho couldn't do.
That presser is looking hella and more and more.
And did somebody say what? Jose Mourinho is doing good with Fenerbahce. I think they're top three right now.
Yeah.
Conte's top with Napoli right now.
Damn.
Espirito Santos is doing the mad thing with Forest right now. Like, everybody's good. Do you know what I mean?
Starting to think, is it a Tottenham thing?
It's a Tottenham thing.
I think it's a Tottenham thing.
No one told Ange Postecoglou that he could go over there and be a superhero, fam.
Yeah, fam.
It was all smiling and sunshine and roses after them first 10 games in charge when they were top of the league.
We're going to win the league this year.
Yeah, mate. Brother, now, I always win my second game.
Now, 18 months later, you're 15th.
Can you make... Like Tottenham go championship. All right.
It was that game. It was all over. Do you know what? You could mark if there's a particular moment in Postecoglou's tenure where you could say, all right, this is the turning point, or this marked the beginning of the downfall. Mm-hmm. It's probably that Chelsea game where they went down to 9 men and they still done the high line, and it was for life.
And he was like, I'm not gonna change, man. Yeah, it's childish.
Stubborn.
Very stubborn.
Exactly. Mm. Didn't want to change. Mm. And for me, that's naivety, man.
Yeah.
You have to.
It's not
be
even
able,
cool at that point.
You
is
have
it?
To be able to.
It's not even admirable at that point. Yeah.
Like it's just there's just a silly. Thin line between being brave and stupid, bro. Like honestly, like you have to. It's a results business as well.
Yeah,
you have
for
to.
Real.
You have to get the results, and if that means you have to come out of what's comfortable for you or what you know, or do you understand?
Yeah.
To get the results in the short term, to then be able to go back to it at some point in the long term and say, yeah, this is the best version of myself.
Yeah, facts.
Then, all right, cool. Maybe you have to play the game. But if you want to say, all right, cool, this is the best version of myself, but this is also the only version of myself, I'm not changing, I'm not adapting.
Then you're,
fam.
It's childish, man.
Charles Darwin done a whole theory on evolution, fam. Why are you not evolving, fam?
Really?
If you could just do the one thing and that's it.
Man said it's the definition of insanity.
He ain't got no Charles Darwin in him, fam.
Man United finished 1-0. Man United, by the way. So
yeah, 1-0 United. That
it got called off.
Yeah, VAR.
Varded,
probably
mate.
Offside or something like that.
Varded offside. That puts Manchester United up to 12th. Up against their rivals now. Their neighbours are Brentford currently and Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace can still make some ground on them.
So Man United jumped from 13th to 12th.
Yeah, man.
I thought he was going to say abandoned. I thought he was going to say like 10-8 or something.
Nah, fam. They're 12, bro. They're a low table team, fam.
Well done, United.
They're a serious team.
Well done, United.
Let's move on to Brentford versus Palace. Let's wrap up the rest of the games now. Man, like Brentford going away from home.
I watched this game.
What are your thoughts, Jenny, bro? They had a young man that came on and made a debut.
Romain.
Yeah, for real. It was funny. It was a good game to watch, though.
Sorry, Kai Jengi. But I saw some people complaining because he knee slid. Obviously, but they were losing 2-0.
He's a youth, and it's his debut.
Yeah, so allow him. Anyway, but the players would have to go up to him and drag him and be like, fucking come on, bro, 85th minute. But I thought that was funny. But yeah, Jengi, what are your thoughts on the game?
I was just going to say, there was a controversy with the penny in terms of the keeper stepping out early enough there. And Bremo obviously converted the second time.
Okay, so they had to retake it, yeah?
Yeah.
Them things, man. Well, this is one of those games that could just go under. Like, these men are, at one point, it looked like Crystal Palace were in a bit of trouble. I feel like they steadied the ship.
Yeah.
And Brentford looked like they were going to push on, and then they kind of unsteadied the pushing on. And now they're kind of just in that kind of middle section of the Premier League, innit, man? Which is, I think
that's the type of team. I think they're a mid-table team, man.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Shout out to Romain Essie, man. He come from Millwall.
Mm.
And just on that, there's a new kid at Millwall,
Bangura
Williams.
Yes, my lord, number 10.
He's been doing the madness for them recently. He's had a really good start to life.
Yeah, his clips on social media are going crazy at the moment.
He done a madness in the FA Cup, I think, playing for Millwall. And then obviously who did they beat yesterday? Millwall beat somebody 1-0 yesterday. Had a really good game as well. I watched a little bit of that. That was on Sky Sports, that game. So yeah, shout out to Bangura Williams, man.
Oh, yeah, it was. That's what you were watching when I got here, actually.
Yeah. I can't remember who Millwall... Oh, was it? It was Luton.
It was.
Yeah, they beat Luton 1-0.
They did beat Luton 1-0, yeah. It was a good game.
Shout out to my man. Looks like a little player, that one, man.
Big up the academy of Millwall.
6'5", low sock, left foot youth.
The low sock thing's a thing now, isn't it?
It's lit, bro.
I remember when he used to be the long sock.
Not everyone can pull it off, though. That low sock team.
Yeah.
I think there's a force as well, but
I do hear
some
it, man.
Some people like the aesthetic.
Yeah. Brian and Bremo, though, I'm mate. Yes, that's my guy. That's my replacement.
Yeah, I can't lie. For Liverpool, that makes sense.
I want him, man. No homo. But I want him to play for Liverpool. That is what I want. But
Salah replacement, isn't it?
Salah replacement, man.
Obviously, not hijack that bid quick time like we've done Superman defense. Right, hijack
that's
that.
An inside job, though. Man said, yo, see what's like over there, yeah? And shout me a little bit, like, shout me, fam. Send me a text, bro. Yeah.
Send me a text.
We must say, what's the line saying?
Man,
they're
upset.
What's the
Q
saying?
Is it busy? Yeah, pull up in about an hour, fam. It should be busy. But all right, man, let's get through the rest of the games. Aston Villa versus West Ham, 1-1. This is a missed chance, I feel like, for Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Scored in the eighth minute. You'd think, all right, man, we're going to go crack on and win the game. But
Aston Villa messed up.
Emerson scores in the 70th minute and Graham Potter's side gets a draw away from home in a tough fixture. So
that's a good result for Potter because they've struggled a little bit recently. I think they haven't. They've only won like one game in their last five or something like that. Yeah. Their form's a bit mad.
Exactly, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, and that
Paqueta had a really good game though. We stuck the last 20 minutes on in the office before we started recording and Paqueta, he was looking like the most intelligent player on the pitch. Him and Tielemans obviously probably the two, but Paqueta was having a game and a half.
Proper West Ham that was, bro.
But what's his name? Emery. He was on the sidelines, man. I think he was suspended for the game, innit?
Oh, was he?
They needed his presence on the sideline, man.
Maybe they're missing him, bro. Because they're slipping into a bit of a... Bro, they're currently... Aston Villa currently eighth.
They're slipping now.
3 points away from Bournemouth, 3 points away from Chelsea.
And Bournemouth above them.
Yeah.
Newcastle.
So they're 4 points away from the top four at the moment, so it's not too bad, but still, like, that 4 points can quickly become 7 points. You know what I mean?
It's true.
And if, considering they got in the Champions League last season, you wouldn't want to do that, bro. You wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't want to miss out again, but let's look at this last game quickly. Fulham versus Manchester United. Obviously, we haven't seen the game, guys, because we're podding, but Manchester United win 1-0. Big result for them.
Yeah, that's a good win.
Actually,
still
a big result for them away from home. Considering
who
Fulham,
was the goal scorer, by the way?
Martinez.
Oh, okay.
I'll be interested to see what that goal looks like.
Probably a
banger, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No in between, or a corner scramble.
He's not winning no header.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, man. Diallo got a goal called off as well. So
right at the end, isn't it?
What did someone say on your left?
Bigger than them. But all right, guys, that is the weekly roundup. Charles, you know what we're going to do? Let me just check my notes, see if I missed any questions. Amorim, that's the question I was going to ask. Is he out of his depth? I guess maybe today we can't.
We'll hold off today.
You got the win. It's a results business.
Say the same thing to Postecoglou. If you start putting wins together, then we can allow you. But if you keep losing, if you keep having draws, keep dropping points, keep going out of tournaments,
we're
going to
get on you,
talking about it, fam.
Because you have to look at the game against Brighton, which they got pumped. And then if you look at Rangers as well, that game, last minute win as well. It's not looking good, man. I'd be interested to see this Fulham performance. Even as a manager, sometimes I know it's results based, but sometimes you want the performance to go along with it, man.
Sometimes
that's just as important. And Manchester United don't look very convincing at the moment, that's for sure. But Amram will allow you. Is there any other questions I wanted to ask? Is Pep's wife the real tactical genius? That is a question I saw floating around.
I'm not rating Pep at all.
My gosh.
Don't think that's for any.
But listen, behind every great man is a woman, or behind every great woman is a man, or I don't know what they're saying.
Behind every great man, there's an even greater woman. That's what they say.
She's probably providing the balance and the stress relief in his life, innit? Yeah, so if them two are splitting now, see the man there scratching his head and his nose, and he's very stressed out and red. She definitely has some kind of emotional.
We are okay.
Yeah, me.
He's too performing with that guy, man. He's too performing.
He is, isn't it?
He's very like.
Yeah.
He's from Barcelona, man. They have theatre in their culture. They love theatre and that.
And there's no more questions.
The man, they're theatrical.
All right, man.
Spanish Nollywood.
Let's get into the second half of the pod where we're doing some quick games and we'll talk about the Champions League format because we're going into an exciting day, the last day of the Champions League, man. It's going to be a crazy night. Maybe the league format is a thing, but we shall ask the question in a second. We'll see you in just a minute. Same place, same time. I'm just going to wrap up the whole pod.
Just the same place, same time.
Let's go.
A 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Other Side of the Bench podcast, man.
That was a great catch.
I can't lie. But all right, man, you know what time it is? It's game time, baby. And we're not talking about the NFL championships, or the Eastern Conference and the AFC West and the AFC East. What's it called? The NFC West, or because it is Super Bowl season, but it is game time in the Bench Podcast.
I'm gonna be watching the Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna be watching whatever. Who the Chiefs? What is that? The NFC one, the Chiefs, yeah. That's the AFC. Okay, we watch the AFC tonight. But sorry.
Come on, man.
Come on, G.
Okay, well, I've got a little 5-minute challenge for you lot. I'll kind of explain this one to Bobby as well, but I'll run it through for you guys. I'll run it through again. So, in the week, I seen a tweet, and I'll probably do a little TikTok about this myself, actually. Yeah. I saw a tweet from this guy. I think his name is Mo United underscore.
Mo United underscore. The tweet underscore, that he put out was
this, and it goes like this. If you had to choose a Mount Rushmore, so if anyone don't know, Mount Rushmore, big mountain in America, there's four faces. What's his name? George Washington, all them man there. There's four of them.
Abraham Lincoln. Something Roosevelt.
If you've watched, what's that film? That
John Hancock, the one with the signature.
Nightmare in the Museum.
Richie Rich.
So right, yeah, Mount Rushmore, four faces. That's the premise of it. If you had to choose a Mount Rushmore of players in the last decade, so from now back 10 years, who played for your respective clubs, who would be on it?
Kai.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should I give you mine?
Go on.
Yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan. On my Mount Rushmore, I had Mesut Ozil. Ooh. I had Bukayo Saka. I had Alexis Sanchez. And I had Aaron Ramsey.
Bro.
That's my Mount Rushmore.
I wasn't expecting that, you know?
Yeah.
That's my Mount Rushmore. I had Ozil because Ozil was the one where... Ozil essentially was the party starter for Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
We'd gone through a little bit of a barren spell where...
So you finally cleared the stadium
after clearing off the stadium debt, throughout that whole time, from about 2005-06 when we won the last FA Cup to then... We had a couple finals, couple League Cup finals, hadn't won any. This is League Cup, not even League, Champions League, nothing. We hadn't won no trophies.
Yeah.
We cleared off the debt. We started spending some money. We got Mesut Ozil from Real Madrid. From then, we started winning those next 2-3 FA Cups. So essentially, we weren't winning trophies again as a football club until the likes of him, stepped into the club. So
Mesut.
And for the maverick that he is as a footballer, he's probably top two, top three, without a doubt, best players that we've bought in the Emirates era.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. What a player, man. What a signing, bro.
Yeah, for real.
I had Bukayo Saka on there because even though it's only half a decade that he's been part of the Arsenal first team, you can see the influence.
You can
see exactly what he is. You can see the connection that him as a player, as a Haylen graduate, has with the fans. All of that there is present. All of that is the case when you're talking about Bukayo Saka, and literally all he needs to do for us is to start being a trophy winner. He just needs to start winning trophies with us.
Probably the most important player in the Mikel Arteta era.
Most important player, you'd argue, in this era. And all he needs to do to solidify and cement his legacy at Arsenal is to start winning trophies with us.
Facts.
Alexis Sanchez.
Alexis!
I think probably the most exciting and... when we bought him, probably maybe the best player that we've bought in this Emirates era. Mm. I know some people might say Ozil, some people might argue Aubameyang, but for me,
Sanchez at the time was a big deal.
Yeah, Alexis Sanchez was a ready-made, already world-class player that propelled us to a new level. He's got goals in both FA Cup finals that he was present in. Do you know what I mean? Big moments, big occasions that he's marking.
Yeah.
You can... talk about games like Bayern Munich, the game, one of the home games against Man City, Dortmund in the Champions League. Like, there's multiple big performances that he's put in for us.
Yeah.
And he was just a different level of player, like propelled everyone around him and really carried the team.
Mm.
I was one of them ones where the season that he had, I was really like, yo, he's better than Hazard.
Yeah.
I was taking it there. Fair. I was really about it.
He was cold.
Mm.
And then Aaron Ramsey, man.
I think that's the one that surprised me. Yeah. When you said about Aaron Ramsey.
I think Aaron Ramsey, very, very underrated player when it comes to Arsenal. I think the way his tenure went at Arsenal is probably, if you ask Arsenal fans, what we wanted for Wilshere.
Oh yeah, especially you wish that was Wilshere.
Especially the way that we rated him as a player.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? As a match winner on two occasions in two different FA Cup finals. Remember he had overcoming setback. Remember he had the leg break after the fantastic year that he was having, and he came back winning these trophies with us.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he cemented himself as a, if not a club legend and a cult hero, definitely at Arsenal. And I think he's one of the most significant players that we've had in the last 10 years. So yeah, Aaron Ramsey is the fourth person on my Mount Rushmore. Ozil, Bukayo Saka, Alexis Sanchez, Aaron Ramsey.
Any honourable mentions?
Honourable mention to Theo Walcott.
Ooh.
Honourable mention to Sani Cazorla. Honorable mention to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. And
what about, where are your defenders going this? Your boys?
Defenders, your Saliba, not yet.
Not yet.
But if he wins a trophy, one of these men coming out.
Yeah.
But
so
not
see,
yet.
You see this about Rushmore, what you said, your decade since you've been alive.
No, last 10 years.
Oh, last 10 years.
So
okay,
from now, 10 years back.
Okay, cool.
Jengi, so yeah, anyone wanna? You got Arsenal one here for Jengi. You got Bobby. You got a Liverpool one. I was gonna say,
Liverpool.
I think Liverpool's is quite easy, but this is your bit, Bob. So yeah, you give me your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think the Liverpool one speaks for itself. I think, well, three of them do, in my opinion. I'm gonna go number one. We'll start from the number one position. That is Alisson Becker, the goalkeeper. I think, as you can see, the year before the Champions League final, the evidence was written on the wall. Mr. Los Carriers didn't have a great time. Before that, we had Simon Mignolet, decent keeper, but obviously he had a mistake in him as well. And I think Alisson Becker was just world class in his position, wasn't he, man? Probably one of the best, well, one of the best keepers in the world. He's definitely been the best keeper in the world at some point. So yeah, he definitely goes on that in the last 10 years. The next one is the man who plays in front of him, which is obviously Virgil van Dijk. Best centre-back in the world. Arguably, that season we won the Champions League, nearly won the Ballon d'Or. So he's obviously one of the best players in the world. I think it goes without saying. One of our most important players. And those two combined, I think, when those two came through the door, I think that's, we were good. And then those two came through the door, I think I put us on another level. I think it changed the game. If I had to pick one out of the front three, because we had a very famous front three as well during that Klopp era, the prime peak years. The representative that's going to go on Mount Rushmore
is, of course, you know who is.
The Egyptian king.
Running down
Mohamed Salah. Salah. I think it's for me, bro, because I'm more of a, I love Mane as well. He kind of started it all. But I'd have to go with Salah just because, bro, you know what he's doing now, innit, bro? Like, he's goal record. It speaks for himself. Obviously, he's breaking records every week. So Salah goes into it. And I did say earlier on radio, Charles, now, Mane would be the fourth one because he was kind of similar to Ozil in the party star. But I had a thought about it while you were just speaking, yeah? And I was thinking, Mount Rushmore, like, someone who embodies the team, leads the team. I think I'm going to have to
put the right back in there, innit?
No, I'm not.
Is he not the right back?
I think I have to put Jordan Henderson on it, you know? He was the captain who captained us through that. He was Champions League winning captain, Premier League. He won everything. I don't know about that. But yeah, you had to do it, didn't you? You had to do it. I just think the way he led the team, he was like a manager on the pitch. His energy, everything he brought to the team and the club as a whole, he set the standards in the dressing room. I think in terms of Mount Rushmore, like, if you're looking at the Mount Rushmore, you go, cool, these are the examples of what the cornerstone of our, or the morals of our team are.
Hendo is some good, honest graft.
Yeah, I think Hendo has to go on there, man. I know, obviously, I would have liked to put Mane, but I think Hendo, what he done in that team and the part he played in that Klopp team and the Klopp era in general, I think he has to go on it, man. So,
I hear it.
Big up Hendo. He's got his own patented...
It's a colour thing.
It's a colour thing?
Not Mane and Hendo.
Not
Mane. Is there an underbelly? He's got his own patented trophy celebration, by the way. It's called the Hendo Shuffle. But yeah, it was close by Mane, but I just think, yeah, obviously Salah, he's still there doing his thing, so... That's the only replacement would have had.
Alright.
Big up. Any honourable mentions for Liverpool? Anyone? Andy Robbo. Trent.
Yeah.
Mane.
Mane. So many, bro. Firmino.
Firmino.
Genie. I think Genie would have been an underrated one.
That's your one.
Yeah, that's my one, 100%.
Yeah, that's your one.
Thiago, that's definitely my one. One year.
Yeah, one year
where he cooked. Who else, man? Divock Origi. Who? Naby Keita?
Nah.
Cold player.
That guy could not shoot, bro. That guy could not shoot to save his life.
Don't make me put fucking Mavropanos in your one, bro. But yeah, some honorable mentions there. Who, Jengi, if you had to pick up Mount Rushmore, who would it be, bro?
I'm going to say, obviously, Saka. Golden Boy makes too much sense. Also going to put Sanchez, because I won't lie, when Sanchez had a...
source.
The impact gave Arsenal a lot of hope, man, in terms of like, oh yeah, like we can challenge for things and stuff like that. I'm also going to put I had it in my head. Who was the name? I'm gonna put Aubameyang here. And the reason I want to put Aubameyang, but like when Aubameyang came in, yeah, Arsenal have always, like, you know, after obviously Henry then RVP, and then we're like, oh, Arsenal need a striker. When Aubameyang came, was like, rah.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you know what I'm saying?
We
got a nine now. So I'm going to go for Aubameyang in terms of the impact he had on Arsenal, especially that FA Cup as well, man.
Yes, yes, indeed.
For real.
Got us the FA Cup.
For real.
And lastly, I'm going to have to go with... I was going to go with Odegaard, but I think it's got to be Ozil still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ozil, yeah. Man.
Party star.
Like you said, yeah, party star. Like everything you said with Ozil, hit the nail on the head. Like, Ozil came through...
One of my favourite goals of all time, Ozil scored, you know, that one against Ludogorets.
I would have said Fing, but when I was trying to do the maths, I don't think he was in 10. I would have said Fabregas, but I don't think Fabregas was...
No, nah, in 10.
Yeah. So them times, Fabregas was probably at Chelsea from 14-15.
Yeah.
But with my one, it was a I was struggling to pick between Alexis and Aubameyang.
So you
picked Aubameyang, I'm hearing it. It made a lot of sense. It was either going to be one of the two.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I went with Alexis.
Hear it.
But yeah, man, I hear that.
Thank you for the
good stuff, guys. Let's get some more questions out of the way. We got Bobby V Jengi out here tonight, man.
Let's go, man.
Come on.
Let's go.
We're gonna make this one Champions League themed.
Oh no.
The Champions League music.
Yeah, so we got my little quiz here is a mix of like some regular questions and a mix of a couple of those call your bluff ones. Right? Try and mix it up. We've got about 9-10 questions, so yeah, we'll see what we can get through. All right, so boom. Question number one. So in this year in the Champions League, Barcelona are the top scorers. Can we guess who are second in that list?
Top scorers.
In Champions League, yeah. Second, I'm gonna go.
You get two guesses each, and then the question gets thrown out.
It's not gonna be these man because they're not even up there.
I'm gonna go Bayern Munich.
It's not Bayern Munich.
Oh, just a team, yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. Still,
I bet it's
goes on offer. You get a.
Okay, let me.
You get a guess on offer.
Top scorers, yeah.
Top scorers. Surely not.
Barcelona are top. Who are second? Not Bayern Munich.
Fuck it, man. Arsenal.
Not Arsenal. Get one more pick.
Top scorers in the competition.
So it's essentially the second top scorer.
Who's been banging in goals in the champ like that?
It's Liverpool.
Not Liverpool.
It's not Liverpool.
Oh, damn.
It's all on you, Jengi. This is it.
I am going to go with... Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, I think I might have guessed it. They're playing blue.
I don't know. Can give us a clue?
Can I be JK?
I've got to push you for an answer.
Oh, all right, cool. You know what? I'm just going to... bro. Real Madrid.
Incorrect.
Who is it?
Second top scorers in the Champions League this year are Borussia Dortmund with 19 goals.
Oh, really?
Farted.
Wow, no one would have guessed that. Where are they in the standings, though? Let me have a look where they are.
Low down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're banging goals, fam.
So you lot are 0-0. Question number two. Let's see if someone can get on the board. Someone will definitely get on the board because this one is nearest to pin. How many teams... Listen to this one very carefully, guys.
Okay.
How many teams have conceded 10 or less goals in the Champions League this year?
How many teams have got 36 in the league, isn't it?
36 teams. How many teams have conceded 10 goals or less in the Champions League this year?
I'm going to go with 12.
Okay. 12
or less. I'm going half. I'm going six.
Six.
Yeah.
Who's a nurse?
Point goes to Jengi. There have been 17 teams conceded 10 goals or less.
Up the score, man.
Bro, I was being hella optimistic.
UPS. Yeah, I was thinking six. I'm thinking, right, nah, that's, goals have been leaking.
Yeah, fam.
Question number three, first person to answer. How many UEFA Champions League winners' medals does the Real Madrid right back Dani Carvajal have?
Four.
You only get one guess with this one.
I know it is now.
Six?
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
six.
Yes!
Six Champions League medals.
Wait, can I name them? Okay. The Decimo? The Three-peat?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got it here, so you could just be...
And then it's going to be... It's like, gonna be.
I'm trying to get extra points. Yeah, you don't get extra points.
Then it's going to be Liverpool, Paris, and then obviously last year.
You don't get extra points.
Question number four. First person to answer. Where is the Champions League final being held this year?
Oh, don't do this, man.
Is it Bayern Munich? Allianz, right?
Allianz Arena.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Istanbul because I know them man, they be hosting that thing best.
So them hair transplants are giving out, huh?
Trust you.
How many UEFA Champions Leagues have Bayern Munich won? First person to answer.
Three?
Nope.
Four. Five?
Nope. Six.
Six. Oh my gosh. Oh. They've won the same amount as Real Madrid. I'm not, so not same amount. Sorry.
Carvajal.
Yeah, Carvajal, sir. Not Real Madrid, Carvajal.
Okay, nearest to the pin. You get two guesses on this one each.
Damn.
How many Champions League goals does top scorer Cristiano Ronaldo have?
I saw this the other day.
114. I'm going to say...
Oh, no, this is nearest to the pin, boys.
Okay. So you said 114.
114, yeah.
I'm going to say 108.
Cristiano Ronaldo has 140 goals in the Champions
League. Oh, my Lord. He was way off. Yeah, he was disrespected. That's my goal as well.
I saw the four.
That's my goal as well. I cannot be saying 108.
I saw that fucking record. Who has... Someone has a significantly less amount, though, right?
I think the only ones that are, like, 100 are Messi. I fucking saw this the other day. It's like... Lewandowski or someone
Benz
is not far.
I saw them three and then I was like, because Salah broke a record the other day, so they showed it.
Rotted.
Bro, that's like 140 goals.
That's crazy. Yeah, Champions League.
This question is two parts. So the first part you get a point for, and then the second part, part will be nearest the pin. So even if you don't get the first bit, you can get yourself on the board with this one. Which keeper has the most clean sheets in UEFA Champions League history?
Which goalkeeper?
Buffon.
Nope.
Most clean sheets. Manuel Neuer.
Manuel Neuer.
Woo!
Ah!
6-1 Barca, by the way. Can you... Okay, so nearest to the pin, so you're back in for this one. Yeah. You might be able to get the point back. You might be able to get the lick back. Can you guess how many clean sheets Manuel Neuer has in the Champions League? We'll go nearest to the pin on this one, boys.
35.
Trying to do the maths here. I was going to say around that. I'll go 41.
Manuel Neuer has 58 Champions League clean sheets.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Go away with that one.
Let me get my time. Let me get my...
It's not looking good, boys. It's not looking good.
Right. Now. Okay, yeah. So we've got two more questions. Let me get my timer out. This one is, how many Champions League winning teams can you name? Ooh. And this is a call your bluff, boys. So you know how we play that one.
Yeah.
10.
Okay.
10. You can name 10.
11. Test me, innit?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so no more. Go for it then.
11 Champions League winning teams can you name? You have 90 seconds, Jengi.
Oh, 90. Oh, bravo. Yeah, I'm confident. We're doing this, man.
Your time.
I'm going to start for the English teams first. Bro, you should.
Your time starts now.
You got
Man
in the head,
City.
Bro.
Yep.
Man United.
Nope.
Hey, you got me though. You got me. Liverpool.
Yep.
Chelsea.
Four.
Nottingham Forest.
Oh, it's clever.
Five.
Okay, we're going to go Italy now. AC Milan, Inter Milan, Juve, Bayern Munich, Dortmund. I want to say Sporting Lisbon. No, not Sporting.
I need VAR and Dortmund.
No. did I say Dortmund?
Wait. Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, Dortmund. Okay. Dortmund, the team. What's the team that this guy managed? The Portuguese team? Porto.
I've let you off the hook here, bro.
Have Newcastle won the champ?
I need Champions a serious League. VAR.
Yeah, you've had that. That's
Newcastle.
Serious, okay, wait.
I don't think so.
French team, PSG. Monaco.
VAR on PSG.
PSG haven't.
Monaco lost in the final to Porto.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Barcelona, man. What was it? Barcelona, Real Madrid. I flipped over. Hey, yo. They almost got me, you know. They almost got me. I forgot about the Spanish side.
I was going to say, bro, you're missing a whole country here, bro.
Do you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, are we doing Champions League or are we doing European Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the night in the first, isn't it?
But yeah, you done that. Well awesome. Done, Jengi. Get that point there.
Yeah, let's go, man.
And then what was the next one that I was going
to
say?
Start the Spain. Spain should have been.
Yeah, he should have got there first.
Okay, so you okay? So this is the last one, boys. We go again. Remember, bear in mind, this is 90 seconds. This is another call your bluff. How many Champions League final goal scorers can you name?
This one's a miss, though. Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Six.
Six?
Yeah, call your bluff, man. I got to call that one.
Easy work.
Six. All the Champions League finals. And you've asked him to name six goal scorers.
Bro, I can't. I'll name you 15. Ah, oh, yeah, then. Yeah, game over.
Go on, Bob.
No, wait. Okay. Name 15 now. Wait. There's no rules.
Do you want to restart?
Name 15.
Do you want to restart now?
15, no. 15. All the quiz, but 15. Yeah. There's no rules. 15. Go on. Let's go. 15.
Goal scorers, yeah?
You got 90 seconds, yeah. Bob. This one's easy, bro. Now.
We'll go Zinedine Zidane. We'll go Samuel Eto'o. We'll go, oh my days, we'll go Karim Benzema. We'll go Cristiano Ronaldo. We'll go Mo Salah.
Yep.
We'll go Divock Origi.
Yep.
We'll go Kaká. No, we'll go Crespo.
Yep.
We'll go, oh my days, okay.
You're only on seven, by the way, just letting you know.
Yeah, I know. We'll go, oh my God, your mind just goes blank. We'll go Rodri. Kai Havertz.
Yep.
We'll go Kingsley Coman.
Ball with a mad like
Coman. We'll go Neymar.
Yep.
We'll go.
3-1. Juve.
Iron Robin.
Yep.
We'll go Wayne Rooney.
Rooney. Yep.
We'll go Lionel Messi.
Messi.
Yeah. And we'll go. Who should we go for the last one?
15, bro.
Wait,
I've said 15.
14.
Oh shit.
What's the time?
You're 30 seconds.
No, why is my mind going blank?
You got two more, by the way. You got two more.
We'll go Drogba.
Didier Drogba.
Yeah.
Done.
Say it.
Easy work, man.
I think if we totaled it up,
Bobby, you might be the winner on that one there, yeah, man. I think if we totaled it up just off the top of my head.
Great questions, yeah, Charles, can't I?
Nah, that was good still.
You are the quiz master, fam, I can't lie. But all right, man, let's talk about the Champions League quickly because it's gonna end up this week. What you man thinking of this new format? Because now I feel there's
I'm actually in favour for it.
Yeah, I think I am too, bro.
Just because based on this week, last week's game, should we say?
Yeah, that was a great game in between PSG.
Yeah, PSG. I even watched the Barcelona game as always. Benfica.
God, that was a mad game, innit? I still haven't watched the highlights for that. I feel like I need to watch.
Are we basing it off the fact that in the group stages we might see more frequent big games?
What, in the traditional format?
Yeah.
Or, no. Or in this format because they play more fixtures, innit? So there's a higher likely, and because there's more teams, I think like a higher likelihood that we're going to see big games like early on. Are we basing it off that?
I think what I liked in this structure is the flexibility of it, I guess. I was trying to find a word. But I like how now you've got like, you see how you've got Bayern, Real, Juventus, 16th, 15th, 16th, Dortmund, 14th. Like within a win, they could all go up into like the top eight. And if those teams drop points, they could go back down. I think I like the jeopardy of it, where I feel like in the group stages, it was a bit more like,
these two teams are probably going to
win. These two teams are probably not going to win. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's
not
pretty
too
cool.
bad, yeah.
I understand, because I could go against that and say, well, there's at least in one group, there's always a group of death.
Yeah.
So the last group that we had, they had, what was it, Newcastle when they done well, they finished
PSG,
that third or fourth.
Yeah.
PSG, Dortmund and AC Milan. Yeah. So there's always at least one group of death. And even still, more time, in a lot of the groups there are two teams that will go through, but there are some teams potentially that struggle.
Some
big teams that drop down into Europa, and on the second last or the last game week of the Champions League, there is a big crucial game that they have to play. So in the old format I could see that as well, where like it gets very interesting on the last day, and I can understand, you know, it's the same kind of thing with this format. So I'm not sure how much of a difference there is with that. I seen people say that there's sort of like a bigger safety bed for some of the teams that are not performing, the ones that you mentioned that are low down, like Real Madrid or Bayern, like, even though, yeah, they're in jeopardy, they have a lot of room or a lot of margin for error, basically.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And even if they're not doing well, they can still get themselves in the playoff round.
But I think that's a hindrance, though. You don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have to
play an extra two games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your own. You should have been better in it.
You should have stepped up. Yeah, that's why I'm with it.
But then,
man,
like, I understand that. All right, cool. So from 9th to like 25th, there's like this playoff stage. But like, I'm not really sure that I've fully got a grasp on what happens after these 8 games are played. I know there's like the playoff thing, but then like, how does it match up with like, okay, who do the top 8 potentially have to play?
I'd have to get
like a real breakdown of that, but yeah. I'm not too sure about how it plays out after this 8th game, so I can't really say right now. I think it's a little bit too early to say right now for me that this format is better than the format from last year or the format that I know from previous times. So yeah. I guess I'd have to let the Champions League continue on.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you ask me at a later stage, maybe I could give you a definitive answer of whether I think this format is better than the last one.
Yeah. I personally like it, man. I feel like there's more, like, for example, I think depending on the games that happen now, I think where you could end up is different.
Like, you see how Man City were, yeah? I'm sure when Man City started the... They're thinking, yeah, we're going to be up there.
Yeah.
And now that you're down, they're thinking, bro, we got to play PSG now.
You're thinking,
we got to go to PSG and get a result. Whereas if they're in a group where like they have, like, I don't know,
Club Brugge,
you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's calm, man. We can go there and get the points. But now you're like, raw, we have to go to PSG and actually get something from the game.
And it's a big game at a crazy stage of the competition as well. It's like your last group game or your last league phase game or whatever they're
called. And like you
said,
the probability of like big teams playing each other is... There's more probability of that. So I think that's also good for the people watching, isn't it?
Yeah, for real. And then I think as well, even if, like, for example, some teams that do go into this playoff stage, you're right, Charles, that's a great point to consider. Like, I don't know how it's, what do they call it? What do they call it, man? Balloted? What is it? Drawn? What do they call it, bro?
I'm sure it's 9 to what, 26?
9 to 24.
So I'm sure in between that there's going to be 8 winners, right? Then they'll play the remaining 8 of the thing. I'm sure that's how it'll work out.
Yeah.
After that
playoff, it'll go back to the like normal stage.
Last 16.
But what's the word I'm looking for here, man? When you seeded and all that
shit. Oh, seeded, okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure how it's seeded. Because I'm hearing like Liverpool might, like, being top might even work against us because we could end up against... Real Madrid, Juventus, because they're in certain positions.
I
think even that in itself, as a storyline.
Like, yeah. So what is it? So
if we get Real Madrid, it's long. Real Madrid versus Liverpool in like the fucking round of 16. But for the neutral,
it's a good game to watch. Yeah.
I think for now, the unknown element of it is what's making it kind of interesting. So I get those points, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I like to understand what's going on. We'll see how the format is. I just think
I like the way it's
actually
going.
Not too bad.
It seems a bit more fucking like WWE shit right now. Also in the group, it is kind of
refreshing that, you know, you can go out and sort of play anybody in this group.
Whereas
before, it's like if you had like, let's say, Arsenal or Inter, and then you had like a Feyenoord and like a PSV, you're playing all of them lot home and away.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's like we've given you 8 games and it's 4 home games and 4 away games and they're all different teams.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like if you're on the good side of the draw and you're getting like teams are not really good, bro, you're gonna be in the top 8.
So maybe with that you could say it's like a more honest depiction of who really are the kings of Europe or who really is, like,
it is true. I think those questions are right. I think at the end of the season, when it filters through and see who gets to the final,
give
we'll
me a
see,
bit of a clearer
yeah,
view.
Yeah, we'll see, like, if, okay, cool, we did draw Real Madrid in the round of 16. Was that a good thing or was that a bad thing for the competition? Do you know what I mean? Because obviously you want to see the big teams in the bigger games towards the end of the competition.
So there's are they still doing the first leg and second leg or they're scrapping that?
No, I think that's still...
But that'll be in the knockout stages. Okay, cool.
So we'll see, man. One thing they do need to do in that part, though, is bring back away goals. I think that's...
Oh, no, yeah, bro. Yeah. Hey, please.
Yeah, I think that's one thing.
Away goals need to come back, man.
If they're taking the group stage away, I think they should add that
away
back.
Away goals need to come back.
That added a lot
that
of jeopardy. What? Yeah.
0-0 at home, then go away and win 1-0.
1-0, yeah.
And the one basically counts as two.
Yeah.
Or, what's the other one? You win 1-0 at home. Then you lose 3-1, but you still got...
You
lose 3-1 away, but you still got 3 or something.
You could lose the first leg, like 2-1 or 3-1 away from home and still be like, yeah, calm. We're going to play them at home.
No, but no. If you win 1-0 away,
yeah.
You go through. Because you win 1-0 away, you've gone through an away goal, so that's peak. But you lost the first... Yeah, it's mad.
It's crazy.
They reward you for trespassing on enemy territory.
It's crazy. I hear it, though.
Scoring, fam.
Yeah, they need to bring that back, though, man. Trust. The way goal used to add a lot of...
Yeah, for real. Well, this is the thing. I guess this is where we're talking about jeopardy. This Man City versus Club Brugge game, who would have thought? It's actually a big game for Man City.
Yeah,
Man City actually sit 25th, so they're outside of the qualification zone.
That should be a you know what I'm saying, a comfortable win, but you never know with Champions League.
You never know at the moment. And the
Club Brugge will be it. They're in there right now.
They're in there already.
They're fighting to
stay.
We're here this is our house.
They have to go.
That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be, that'll probably be...
How many points has City got?
City got 8 points.
How many have Brugge got?
Brugge got 11 points.
Ooh, what's the goal difference? City have got advantage, bro.
Yeah, City plus
Brugge
2.
Brugge got minus 2, City got plus 2. So yeah, if they beat them...
And the same points as MF.
Yeah, that PSG game is huge, man. Some big games coming up. Arsenal playing Girona away from home. You guys look like you are comfortably in the top 8.
It's not super, super comfortable, but we just have to make sure that we... Oh, no, wait, are we...
Top 8, no, points. We're top 8, yeah.
Hold on, what's... Yeah, what's goal difference? Yeah. No, our goal plus difference 12. Is calm, you know.
So you're on 16 like points.
Six? Yeah, our GD is calm. Compared to Leverkusen, Leverkusen on 6.
No, I mean, that's given us the upper hand, I think.
Yeah. So, like, Leverkusen would have to do the absolute mad thing, and we'd have to lose, like, 3-0 for it to even switch. Yes. So I think we're calm.
Yeah, I think we'll stay top 8.
Yeah, I think so,
yeah,
too.
I think we can go.
Yeah, you guys are definitely
just go Girona. And just do the job, man.
Yeah, comfortable.
I'd even argue Liverpool. It depends how much we want to flex. I'd even argue because we play PSV away. I'd say we go out. We play the kids, man.
Yeah, you lot put your feet up.
I think that's what we do, man.
100%.
I think we play the fucking kids.
I said that last week. You lot are clear, bro.
I mean, maybe financially, because I saw a tweet or something saying that apparently every win you get in the Champions League is 2.1 million.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What?
So, apparently...
It's the Super League,
that,
man.
That could be an incentive.
Hey, get me a contract, man. What type of nonsense is that? 2.1 million for a win.
It's Super League, man. The club get 2.1 million for every win.
Man. Champions League is wrapping up,
if man. If I'm a manager, bro, I'm playing everyone.
I think the only thing as well, because we look at some of the bigger games on the last day, Juventus versus Benfica, that's low-key a biggish game.
Yeah, Benfica, their striker.
Yeah, he's cooking.
He's banging the hat.
And then what? You've got Bayern versus... No. And then, you got Leverkusen versus Barcelona, Barcelona versus Atalanta.
You see Bayern losing to thing.
That Barca Atalanta is going to be a game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a serious game.
Yeah. So there's some good matchups, man, but we'll see how they go. All right, man.
Inter Monaco will be interesting.
All kicking off at 8 as well, so it's going to be some proper
alerting.
So it's
right at the same time?
That's
cold.
It's going to be some real...
What day? Is it all one day as well, Is it all one day?
All on one day.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
All Wednesday.
Man, get your ackers ready.
Yeah.
Prepare them. You know what? I don't even bet. I might have to bet that.
Prepare the ackers.
I think Europa League last day is that day as well, so yeah.
We'll on Wednesday as well?
Thursday. So it's going to have the same format, so everyone playing at 8 o'clock on Thursday. So
Barca are winning 7-1, by the way.
Oh, my Lord.
Bloody. Your mom scored?
No, he hasn't. Lewandowski scored the 6th. Fermin Lopez has got 2. Rafinha's got 1. Rafinha's got 1. Frankie De Jong's got 1. And an own goal.
Well, I have got an assist though. That's pretty nice. Big one.
Is it Lamal or Yamal? How was it saying? Lamal,
Lamine,
right?
Lamine Yamal.
Yeah, I think he's getting a bit. I don't know, man. He's getting a bit too big, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting too big for his boots. You're way too big for the booth. You got the big size.
It's because we've all gassed him, man. We've all said that, yo, he's the
he's the chosen one.
What? Celebration about? Who was it? Oh, I guess Real Madrid.
What did he do?
Euro final, he scored.
Nah, it was Nico Williams.
Williams scored in the final.
Was it Williams?
Yeah. What, you mean he scored that screamer?
I think he got the assist, though. Oh, it was against England. I took against England when he scored against England.
Someone said something about him.
T, you need a mic.
Someone did say, yeah, T, you need a mic. Yeah.
The French team, I'm thinking, said something about him, and then scored or whatever, and then.
Yeah, when Spain yes. played France, yeah, he slapped one in the top corner.
He said something to the camera.
Who said that? Okay, we're going to find that out. Okay, cool. But all right,
Mbappe
guys.
Mbappe and them, man.
Oh, who said something to him? That's going to piss me off now.
Hernandez, maybe?
I think it might.
It might be Hernandez, isn't it?
It might have been one of them.
Something about he's too young or something. Maybe
you're too gassed or something like that.
Yeah.
No, but I can't lie. He
said, you're too gassed.
Why would you bait? Why would you bait the youth like that?
Yeah.
And do you understand? Like, you're trying to call his bluff. Why would you bait the youth? Now he just wants to prove something.
Watch
him slap it in the top corner.
What did you think that I was going
to
do?
But Rafinha was getting on to him, though. He was telling that, broski, you need to grow up, fam.
What, did he say that?
Yeah, Rafinha. Rafinha was telling him he needs to grow up.
Nah, we got Rafinha, man. But all right, man, that is another episode of the Bench Podcast in the can, man. If you're watching on YouTube, even though we don't post this, I know why I say this every single week. it's just consistency. I guess I'm just in the rhythm. Make sure you like, share, subscribe.
We're going to activate YouTube soon.
YouTube is on the way. If you're listening to the DSPs on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff, man, give us a like, download, share, give us a review. Really appreciate it, man. Bobby Charles, Jengi, featuring producer T. We're out for another week, man. The Champions League will be wrapped up by the time we come back. But let's see how it goes, man. We'll see you same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.